Nolte, CNN Demands People Stop Complimenting Weight Loss. By John Nolte on April 20, 2022. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads violence and conspiracy theories, has decided it's inappropriate for one person to compliment another person about their weight loss. Yes, these godless fascists are now declaring compliments about weight loss problematic. If your friend has recently lost weight, you might want to tell her how great she looks. Maybe you also say that you wish you had her body or self-control, or you ask her how she did it. Perhaps you've been on the receiving end of such a compliment in the past. Such comments are well-meaning but can have unintended negative consequences. If somebody said to me, "Oh my gosh, you look great. You've lost some weight," I would find myself thinking, "What did you think of me beforehand? Was I not acceptable?" I could imagine the pressure the receiver would then feel to maintain the lower weight or lose more weight to receive more praise or be accepted. They might think, "What about me and the essence of who I am as a human being?" There are both physical consequences and significant psychological consequences that get perpetuated. Oh, fuck all of you. I'm a guy, okay? I'm a man, and over the years, when people have asked me if I've lost weight or complimented me on weight loss, I've loved it. Losing weight is difficult, especially as you get older. It requires a tough mix of denial, discipline, and plain old hard work. To know that people notice not only makes me feel like I've succeeded at something, it's motivating to keep going. And I know I'm not alone in saying that because, like most Americans, I'm a normal human being. And this is how normal, functional, rational people feel when someone notices their accomplishment when someone pays them a compliment. Unfortunately, the dysfunctional cry bullies at LOL no longer do business with normal human beings. Over there, they only deal with damaged, brittle, dysfunctional, neurotic, bossy freaks. Over there, it's all insecure losers and narcissistic bullies who demand the rest of us violate human nature so that there is no risk of them ever feeling uncomfortable about anything ever. You see, we are all supposed to live our lives walking on eggshells to protect a bunch of joyless, thin-skinned, intolerant tyrants who we will not be satisfied until everyone in the world speaks, thinks, behaves, and lives in a way they deem appropriate. We are doing no one any favors on a simple health level by pretending weight loss is not a good thing worth encouraging. If you believe in nature, this makes perfect sense. Unless you're a fetishist, the healthier the person, the more attractive they are. When it comes to the health of our species, the logic is inescapable. There's a reason why disease makes people unattractive. The whole idea of nature, or Darwinism, is the constant improvement and perfection of the species. I'm not saying I believe in eugenics, like the founder of Planned Parenthood did. What I am saying is that being healthy makes a person more attractive for a biological reason. To deny this fact of human nature is not only a violation of human nature. It is not good for the overall health of any individual. At what age does the utterly grotesque Lizzo have to keel over dead before we wake up to this fact? How young does she have to die before people realize she's a terrible role model and that calling her beautiful was an act of cruelty that shortened her life? When people accomplish something as difficult as losing weight, they want to hear the compliments, so please continue with the compliments. And remember this. These CNN freaks represent no one but their own little unhappy subculture of fat, dissatisfied, empty, soulless, vapid losers at real life who can only boost their self-esteem by inventing ridiculous shit that makes them feel morally superior. Well, they're not morally superior. They're garbage who cloak their mean-spirited bullying in virtue. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.